There are reports tonight that several of Joe Biden's Secret Service vehicles burst into flames, apparently in the clearest sign yet of God's disapproval. Just kidding, we actually don't know why it happened, but Trace Gallagher is on that story for us tonight. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker, let me just set the scene for you. There are five SUVs, a Ford Explorer, Ford Expedition, Jeep Gladiator, Infiniti QX80, and a Chevy Suburban. Five different models, all rented from Hertz. We're told the vehicles were supposed to carry the Biden family around Nantucket Island during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The president, his wife Jill Biden, along with Hunter Biden, his wife Melissa Cohen, and their son Beau Biden Jr. But now we're told the Bidens did not use the rented SUVs and that only Secret Service agents used them. So the Bidens leave Nantucket on Sunday afternoon. Secret Service agents return the vehicles to Hertz on Sunday, and the vehicles are put in the overflow area and parked nose to nose. At 5:22 Monday morning, an employee at Nantucket Airport sees a fire in the rental car area, and within minutes, airport staff, Nantucket Fire, and Nantucket Police all respond. The fire is put out. But not before all five of the SUVs are heavily damaged, and it's notable the vehicles were parked 40 feet from the airport's 25,000-gallon jet fuel tanks. So far, the White House has not commented, and we're not pushing coincidences or odd scenarios here, but the Secret Service is not investigating. The pristine law enforcement agency known as Hertz is investigating. The only lead so far is that the Ford Expedition was being recalled for a faulty battery junction box that might catch fire, had not been repaired, and was then rented to be used by the leader of the free world. Meantime, we'll let you know if and when Hertz cracks the case. Tucker.
Hopefully Enterprise and Alamo can join the investigation too. Trace Gallagher.